This is the B-Team Podcast, a daily recap of what you missed this morning on Mississippi Superstar Country Kicks 96,
a Boswell Media station.
Join us here for behind-the-scenes information, exclusive show content, and more. Listen live at kicks96news.com.
To become a sponsor, appear as a guest on the show, or for more information, contact them at btpodcastms@gmail.com.
Allow myself to introduce myself.
Brian Bemo Montgomery.
This station is now the ultimate power in the universe.
Rick Riley.
Don't everybody thank me at once.
This is the B-Team Podcast.
The B-Team Podcast.
We're here.
It's the B-Team Podcast. We thank you so much for tuning in. Brother Breck to my right, as always. And of course, the B-Team Podcast is a rebroadcast of some of the things that you'll get to hear weekday mornings on Bemo in the Morning on Mississippi Superstar Country Kicks 96. To listen live, go to kicks96news.com, click the listen live button, and join the fun. If it's your first time, we do appreciate it. Make sure that you spread the news, spread the word, and if you're a repeat offender, you definitely need to be telling more people about this. Brother Breck, a couple of days ago, talking to you about the goal that I had to reach 1,000 plays by December 31st. You ready for this?
Yeah.
We are at, I'm going to pull this up so I can show it to you, because it's one thing to say, it's another to see, and look where we are.
Ooh.
905. So please spread the word and definitely tell a friend, because the more people you tell,
the richer we get.
That's it. And right now, look at that. A whopping $7.27 is what we've made off this. We don't do this to get rich, but it would sure be nice.
Big money on some Christmas presents there.
That's it. Don't forget, too, coming up, we'll announce the available swag that will become available for purchase. You'll be able to find that on Instagram and at the bteampodcast.com website. I'm excited, totally excited about this. But again, we want to thank you for tuning in, and we want to welcome Randy Bell to the team. Again, if you caught the podcast yesterday, Chris Davis, the man, was saluted as he takes that new position in WIBC in Indianapolis. I think the call letters are.
Yep.
But definitely miss that man, and we're more than happy and excited to have Randy Bell, a Mississippi icon when it comes to news in the area. Of course, today is the first day of December. 23 shopping days left for Christmas Eve. I don't want to be out on Christmas Eve shopping for anything.
Oh, God, no.
There is just...
I'm going to be out shopping today for anything.
I just can't... it's just not me. Taking a look at celebrity birthdays today on the calendar. Woody Allen turns 86. One of my favorite people in the whole world. Bette Midler turns 76 as well. Sarah Silverman, 51. Zoe Kravitz, the daughter of Lenny. And what is her name? Lisa Bonet?
Yeah.
Lisa Bonet from The Cosby
She's
Show.
She's going to be Catwoman in the new Batman.
Yeah, 33 years old today. Charlene Tilton from Dallas to 63. And in music news, Charlie, I could never pronounce his last
Puth.
Name. Puth.
Puth.
Turns 30. Puth sounds like something you do in your pants when you're trying to be quiet and fart.
Puth. Puth. Brother Puth.
Excuse me, I made a Puth in my pants.
Puth.
And that's going to wrap it up for our celebrity birthdays today. Now, turning my focus to the Nelson Mandela of Twitter. And I have to explain this, because if you've been with the B-Team Podcast, you will remember early on that Brother Breck's account was suspended. With an update, we now turn to Brother Breck, a.k.a. the Nelson Mandela of Twitter.
I get an email from Twitter, and it's messed up anyway, because they still continue to send emails to the Twitter email that's suspended.
Correct.
Right? Twitter still sends emails to that. But I get an email saying that they have ceased withholding the offending content. That means they reinstated the offending tweet that was, had the copyrighted stuff in it, right?
Okay.
Because basically what you do is you file a counter notice, and what they do is they send the info to the copyright holder.
Uh-huh.
And if the copyright holder doesn't, claim it again.
Right.
Then they reinstate it. And, RCA Record, whoever called the claim, isn't going to respond to that, because they got a lot more stuff to worry about than some random kid on Twitter.
Right.
Right? So they're not going to respond to it. So they didn't respond to it. So they're like, well, we reinstated your tweet. That's great, but my account's still suspended. So it's like, I got pardoned, but I'm still in jail.
But you're not pardoned.
Yeah.
You're forgiven, but not forgiven.
What you did wasn't what you did wasn't illegal, but you're still in jail. So
how does that work? I just don't understand that.
I don't remember.
It's
I have my other account. It just doesn't have all the followers on it, but whatever.
But that account, for those of you on Twitter, is the new one.
Breck underscore Riley. Like I'm a Diet Coke version of Breck. The other one's at Breck Riley, like it is on every other social media page.
Yeah, except for Twitter. Of course, you can follow the B-Team Podcast on Twitter at B-Team Podcast MS at twitter.com. Never been big on the Twitter thing. I'm trying to get there. Trying to. My thing has always been IG, but I heard that's like so 2000 and late that it's not even funny anymore. Nobody goes to IG. No. Everything is Snapchat, which I don't understand, because a Snapchat is something that you take, somebody sees, and it's gone, right?
Yeah.
So I just don't understand that. I was asked if we would do a TikTok thing, so there is TikTok available for you. And again, you can find us on Facebook, again, at B-Team Podcast MS. But just when I thought I had seen it all, I want you to imagine this, because this would never happen to you and I. High school basketball team in Pontiac, Michigan is having a group chat with some of their players. Apparently, a player was added with the wrong number to the group chat and ended up FaceTiming with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. One of the players was trying to add his teammate's number to the freshman group chat and was a digit off. The wrong number message to the group last week. Y'all meant to add me to this? ? After one of the players got the message and responded to it, telling him, "I'm Sean Murphy Bunting, the cornerback for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers." None of the teams believed that they were actually messaging him, so they FaceTimed him to prove it. The kids were shocked when Murphy Bunting, Leonard Fournette, and Tom Brady all joined the group chat. So imagine you're a high school football player, a freshman at that, in a group chat, and oh, look, there's touchdown Lenny, you got the GOAT, you got Gronk, and you got Sean Murphy Bunting. Definitely one of the coolest things that I've ever seen. And they said that the group chat itself lasted for about 30 minutes. Can you imagine that?
Yeah, that'd be awesome, right?
That would just be one of the coolest things I could.
It's like the wrong number thing about the kid that got invited to Thanksgiving. The wrong number. Or the grandma invited the kid to Thanksgiving. And it was the wrong number. And he was like, "We're still coming though." And she was like, "Yeah, come on." And so they still get together for Thanksgiving. That was like 6 years ago. And they still get together every year. They was like, I guess it was People or Time or somebody did a story about it, about how this year was their sixth Thanksgiving together, I think.
That is so cool.
Because her husband died a couple years ago.
Oh, man.
Yeah. So, that's like him. And I think he has a girlfriend or a wife or someone that goes with him now. But yeah, it was just like an accident. Grandma sent the text to the wrong person. It's like, "Hey.
That's one of the sweetest stories I've ever heard."
Yeah. It's like, "Hey, can I still come get a plate?" She's like, "Yeah, that's what grandmas do."
Would you call yourself a people pleaser?
Not necessarily a people pleaser. Like, I don't care about, I don't want to hurt anybody's feelings.
Okay. There's a difference.
Yeah. I'm not trying to like
blow somebody up.
Yeah. No, I'm not like going to blow smoke up your ass.
Right.
But like, I don't do stuff just to make people like me or anything.
Right.
But I mean, obviously I'm a nice guy. I don't want to do anything.
Well, there's a difference between being a nice guy, a nice person, and then a people pleaser in this regard. People pleasers can't be trusted. And there are now 7 reasons why you can't. Number 1, they agree even when they actually disagree. You never know how to take them. You don't know if they're being genuine or not. Number 2, they offer to help, but falter when they just don't have enough time. Number 3, they try to please everyone and be everyone's ally. They refuse to acknowledge their own deeds or difficulties. They apologize and take responsibility for you and other moods and feelings. For whatever goes wrong, they basically just make meaningful discourse and discussion to make things more unclear. They confuse their sensitivity and needs for reassurance with empathy. Empathy, there's a big difference between empathy and sympathy. If you don't know the difference, sympathy is when you feel bad for someone, for a set of circumstances or something that they're going through. Empathy is just understanding the situation, but having no sympathy at all. So, like, if your cousin gets arrested, you have empathy for him because he knew it was wrong. You have sympathy for someone who falls down and hurts themselves. Big difference. And the most important is they cannot be genuine. They struggle with their own genuine intention to provide honest impressions and feedback while compulsively adding to their own needs to please other people.
Well, no one ever accused me of not being genuine, so.
Yeah, well, no, you definitely are. It's the B-Team Podcast. It's the B-Team Podcast. We thank you so much for tuning in today. Of course, if it's your first time, welcome. Make sure that you tell a friend and follow us. We do appreciate that. Subscribe. Repeat offenders, you know the drill. Meetings every other Tuesday, and tell a friend, because
meeting is the first step to recovery.
There you go. Follow us on social media at B-Team Podcast MS, and our social media topics for today are I'm sorry, I apologize for this one. I've just been on a TikTok thing lately. What says I'm a jerk without really saying I'm a jerk?
People have them trucks that are like the back end is like lowered and that's it. So that's what, like, back end, just the back end though, not all of it.
No,
just you got like your weights in the back of your truck.
Some of the people responding to that question answered with parking across multiple parking spots. Unless you've got a nice car, I can understand that. Most people will actually park away from the building. In that set of circumstances, I suggest that.
Okay, I can tell you if you're a jerk. I got one.
Okay.
I got two.
Okay, go.
It's basically the same thing.
Okay.
When you park out there like that, because that's what me and my buddies do. We always park. I mean, I don't drive around and look for parking spots. I don't do that.
Yeah.
I pull in and I go up and I walk. It's fine.
Okay.
And so you're out there way away from everybody. Some jackass comes and parks next to you.
Oh, my God. Okay. And it'll happen every single time.
Okay. Same thing. You're in the movie theater.
Right.
And you're the only people there.
All right.
And the jackass comes and sits right in front of you.
This coming from this past weekend, and we meant to talk about it the other day on the podcast and didn't. Brother Breck went to Starkville to do some holiday shopping and goes and sees the new Ghostbuster movie. It was a matinee, no?
Yeah, like 3 o'clock. So yeah. Went 2:30.
Yeah, so expecting nobody in there, and it was pretty much empty.
Yeah, maybe it was a couple of people. It wasn't that many people, though.
But rather than people spreading out, for some reason everyone wanted to sit around Brother Breck, which
was just like this family of four that came and sat right in front of me.
Oh,
and me and Poking over there.
I will get up and move.
No, I don't get up and move. I just kick the back of their chair the whole time.
Oh, so you're that guy.
Well, this is my thing. If I went and sat in front of you like that, I deserve to get the back of my chair kicked. If you wanted to kick the back of my chair the whole movie,
yeah,
I'd be like, well, I did sit in front of him.
Yeah, well, if it's the only place there is to sit in the theater.
I get that. There's like 75% of the chairs were open. Because the movie, I mean, there was like that, and then there was like some family with some kids, like six rows in front of us.
Were they talking?
There was one kid that was like, you know, just like kind of like, whoa, that's cool.
Okay,
you know?
Now that I can deal
with.
Yeah, I can deal with.
There was one kid like that, but there wasn't nobody like talking.
What I hate is going to a movie theater with a couple in front of me, and it's either makeout session, or she or he will ask the other 100,000 questions.
Nope.
He's kicking the desk.
You annoy everybody else, I'm going to annoy you.
Yes. What else says I'm a jerk without saying it? Leaving your shopping cart in the middle of the lot instead of pushing it 15 feet to the cart corral. That annoys me. Throwing garbage out your car window. I saw the greatest thing happen the other day, and it happened, believe it or not, right there outside of Strange Brew Coffee. Some guy threw a cup out the car. A guy in a truck got out of his car, blocked the other guy in, picked up the trash, and threw it back in the guy's car, and then got in his truck and left. And I was like this, damn.
Awesome.
Yeah, that is good stuff. Other social media questions today were, what is your favorite local saying or local slang? Some of the answers we got were pop, as in soda pop, and that listener was from Michigan, so I've heard that before.
Coke.
Yeah.
It's Coke.
Yeah.
Everything's Coke.
Everything is Coke.
Yeah, we'll it doesn't matter what it is. Stop a store, get a Coke, right? You might get a Dr. Pepper.
Yeah.
Might get Sprite. You might get Pepsi.
Yep.
But you get a Coke.
It's a Coke.
Get a Coke.
People around Chicago have noticed this a lot, too. Say front room when referring to the foyer or front room.
Oh, really?
My father's wife, Cheryl says front trim.
Okay. I got one.
It's a Chicago thing.
That's pretty much maybe a Mississippi only thing. I think there's another place in like the hills where the company actually was founded.
Mm-hmm.
The package of peanut butter crackers.
Okay.
Nabs.
Nabs. Oh my God. You said Nabs.
They're Nabs.
I have not heard that.
They're Nabs.
Oh my God. I have not heard that since I was little.
Not necessarily peanut butter crackers. It's anything.
Anything that comes in a package of crackers.
Six crackers, right?
You can have cheese. You can have peanut butter. Yeah. Nabs. Oh my God. I have not thought of that in forever.
Right? Nabs. That's what it is. And I said, it's a Mississippi thing. Everybody else is like.
No, that's a Southern thing.
Is it Southern? Because.
Nabs.
Because when I moved to Florida, they didn't know what Nabs were in Jacksonville.
Yeah.
And so they didn't know about Nabs.
Well, hold on. Now consider where you were.
Yeah.
Because you were in
Jacksonville.
Yeah, no. You were in Duval.
Duval.
Yeah, you were in Duval.
Duval
is its own place.
It's its own entity, man.
Yes.
Duval. But Nabs is one.
Yeah, Nabs is definitely one. Of course, the all-time personal favorite and the one that everybody brought up the most was Y'all.
I'm going to say Y'all are used guys.
Well, used guys is a New York thing. And it's funny because my grandfather was from Brooklyn and he had that accent for most of his life, and when I get really tired or really intoxicated, it will come out. It does. And you say use, and you don't say 33rd and third, you would say 33rd and third. And you don't say the word four, it's four. Four. You have to put an or on the end of it. So you say four. But
I got another one.
Okay.
Fixed in two.
Fixing to.
That means you're about to do something.
Yes. Jeff Foxworthy made an entire career out of Southern sayings. One of my favorites was...
Jeet yet.
And yaunt to.
Yeah.
We're going to the store, yaunt to. Now, here's something in California that I heard them say a lot. And it's funny because I caught myself saying it yesterday when I was talking to Mason. I was going to the store. I said, Mason, you want to come with? And it's funny because when you first moved to California, someone said, hey, we're going to the mall. You want to go with? Go with who?
I've heard that one.
Yeah, go with. Another one is...
Sensuous.
Yes.
Sensuous up, give me a beer.
Yes.
The other one I was thinking of was do what? You know, like, that's the one in Florida that they don't do. Because, like, most people say, if you don't understand what someone else says, you say, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Right? No, we're like, duet.
Duet?
Yeah. So I said that in Florida all the time. They're like, what? Duet.
And another California saying is no one says thank you in California. Huh? They don't. It's right on.
Okay.
If you gave me a bottle of water, I'd say right on.
Okay.
Yeah, right on. And you can have an entire conversation. I'm not just saying this because you think I'm making it up and it's the way Californians are. I saw an entire conversation with one word. And the one word was, dude.
Huh?
Dude.
I don't believe it.
I was just like this. Dude. That's how the conversation went.
It's kind of like here with you good. You good could mean anything.
Yeah.
You good? Are you okay?
Yeah.
You're good. You good. Like you are good. You know, so many things like you good.
Yes. Our last social media question for the day is, and it's funny, I brought this up the other day because my ex-wife had a thing for the smell of a lit match.
Okay.
Everybody has lighters. You'll find them throughout the place. We used to keep a little dish in the kitchen, and it was full of matches. But not, you know, the big box of matches. I'm talking about, like, regular matches.
Yeah.
And she loved the smell that a burnt match had. So we asked today, what strange odor do you find particularly appealing? Some of the answers on here just make me want to shake my head at people. Dog's feet.
What do dog's feet smell like?
I have no idea. I would not walk around and smell one because they will walk through crap and poop and pee and everything else. I always smell on the dog's feet, but thank you, Rachel. Lisa said Sharpie markers.
Okay.
I can understand that one. Okay. Sawdust.
Okay. Yeah, I was going to say cedar.
Yeah, cedar
smells good.
Yeah. Cigarette smoke. I was never a smoker, but my parents and my friends in high school were, and it was comforting to me.
Yeah, I've said that. Like, you know, like
Well, you'll walk in. Now, he doesn't smoke. Rarely. When I say rarely, I'm talking about in the entire year I've been here, he asked me for one cigarette, and that was the day that the towers fell, and I think everybody wanted to smoke that day.
That was the first one in 10 years.
Yeah. So, but he does love the smell of tobacco.
Oh, tobacco smells great. I should get you some Levi Garrett. And yeah. Open it up. Smells good, man.
Gasoline.
I was going to say gas.
Yeah,
gas,
that was in there.
Good aroma. Gases. You can't stand over and smell it. You pass out, but like, you know, get a whiff of it.
I don't know who wrote Gwyneth Paltrow candles, but.
Oh, God. You don't have to get a candle to smell that. I'll say this. I don't know if it counts, but Black and Mild.
Oh.
Oh, it smells so good.
Oh, Black and Miles or the old Wooden Tip have a Tampa.
Yeah, it's Wooden Tips, baby. You got
to. Oh.
Because I was.
What type of wood is that? Is it birch?
I was in the store the other day and somebody came in and was like, Black and Miles. And I was like, yeah, it's awesome. And he's like, she's like, wood tip or plastic tip? He's like, plastic. No! Get with the. No. Wood tips, man.
Well, the thing about that is it's pipe tobacco.
Yeah.
That's all it is. Most people think they're cigars and it's not, it's pipe tobacco. It's the B-Team Podcast.
This is the B-Team Podcast, sponsored by Mammoth Power Company. The official workout gear of the B-Team Podcast. Get your gear at mammothpowercompany.com. This is the B-Team Podcast, sponsored by Mammoth Power Company. The official workout gear of the B-Team Podcast. Get your gear at mammothpowercompany.com.
It's the B-Team Podcast, the final segment for you. And again, we thank you so much for tuning in today. Please tell a friend, subscribe, and check us out on our social media pages. Coming up at the end, at some point this weekend, I was going to say by the end of Saturday, but I might get it done earlier than that. You'll be able to check out the B-Team Podcast swag. Something that I was looking into and I was going to ask you, and it's one of those things that I know what the answer is going to be before I ask, but I wanted to ask you. And maybe we'll put a poll question on the podcast. Koozies.
What about them?
I got B-Team koozies.
I got a bunch of. Well, I don't have B-Team koozies, but I got a bunch of koozies in my house.
I was thinking about that. It's like, but it's winter. Maybe that's more of a seasonal thing. But would you think koozies would work?
Yeah, that's cool.
I could definitely see some koozies. Going koozies.
Out. I don't need one. I don't drink slow enough to let my beer get warm.
Of course, if you're just tuning in, we were talking about Brother Breck and his misfortune when it came to Twitter. You want to know what good luck is? I'll tell you what good luck is. A man in Massachusetts recovering from open heart surgery receives a Get Well card. Inside the Get Well card is a scratch-off ticket that was given to him by a friend. The man received 3 scratch-off tickets in the Get Well card. And wound up winning, you ready for this? $1 million.
Wow. Yes. Surely you give a little kickback to your buddy, right?
Oh, I would. Yeah. I mean, you get $1 million. I mean,
you're probably going to get like 600,000 of it, right?
Oh, well, normally it's 50%, but I figure maybe 500. Yeah. I always, anytime I see a lotto, you know, amount, I look at it as half. Because I'm not that person that would say, I'll take it in payments.
Well, if you get that in payments. The scratch-off? I think
a scratch-off is one shot.
Yeah.
But the big lottery, the Powerballs, things of that nature, they always give you the option, do you want it in one payment or in increments? And they're still going to take that 50% out. It's like 49, 48.7 something percentage. I just, look, 50. So it's a $250 million Powerball, $125. I'm happy.
Yeah, at that point you can't spend that much money.
You don't think so?
No.
$125 million?
No.
You don't think so?
No. You cannot spend that much money.
Really?
I promise you. Because
have you not seen Brewster's Millions?
Yo, I know it was Richard Pryor. Yeah. You can't spend that much money. For one thing, if you put it in. What's the interest if you put $1 million in the bank? Interest on it is like what, $30,000? So you're going to keep compounding interest every year for every million you put in the bank. Not that you would put $1 million in the bank, you'd probably tie it up in stock or something.
Yeah,
but yeah, I don't think you could spend that much money.
I would have fun trying to spend $100,000 or $100 million. I just
there is a there's a movie or a TV show where they do that, where they get a bunch of money and they spend it all. And it's like, all right, I forget what the amount was, but they ended up only spending like a frat, like they had bought a bunch of stuff and it ended up being like, they'd only spent like 1% of their money.
Really?
Yeah. I forgot what it was. They're like, how do we spend this much money? There's not anything left to buy.
It's just crazy. I cannot see this. How many good deeds would you say you do a year?
I don't know what counts as a good deed.
Something just holding, done.
Is holding the door open a good deed? Because, man, I'll do that for everybody.
Yeah.
When I'm going into the store.
Well, they say on average, Americans do 8 good deeds a month. And they have donated even more since the start of the pandemic. Researchers surveyed 2,000 adults in the U.S. that they found that 65% of it are making a goal to donate more during the pandemic, with 62% aiming to give at least $100 more by the end of the year. So I guess donations would be the good deed. It's real easy. It's real easy to donate money when you're making more on unemployment than we are who are working.
That's true.
I'm just blown away by that. And it's funny because you take a look at some of the job fairs and the recruitment that's going on, and you've got people paying up to $1,000 for new hires, and people are like sitting on their butts doing nothing.
And I don't think donating money is obviously good if that's all you can do, but I think donating your time is more valuable.
I think so.
You know,
you can't really put a dollar amount on
that. Yeah. I mean, you know, obviously charities need money and everything like that. You know, you have to, you know, that's something that they have to do, but I think more places would just, you know, I mean, some places want money, but more places is more special to volunteer your time, because that's what more people need is time, you know, and volunteers, because everybody wants to write a check.
They've said that researchers have found that people who have been affiliated or in circumstances where they needed to receive benefits, services, are more likely to donate towards those places that they receive the services from.
It's like homeless people. If you give them something, they're more likely to pass it out to help another homeless person.
In most cases.
Yeah. They're more likely. If they're, you know, they're genuine.
You growing up with the tumor scare.
Yeah. St. Jude.
That's one of the charities I could see you donating.
Yeah, no, I do usually donate, and I got something in the mail the other day from them, because I've donated in the past. That's one of those things. If you donate one time, they're coming after you. They stick on you. And this time of year, I usually try to do like, rather than like monetary donations, they ask for like Christmas presents for kids, right?
Oh, so definitely.
They can buy a toy or buy like Marvel Avengers DVDs and send them, because they pass them out to the kids, or they let them watch them in the. Because I said, I've been there. I mean, I don't know what it's like. That was 27 years ago.
Yeah.
So I don't know what it's like now. Back then, you had, they give you toys whenever you go to somewhere in the room, like a new spot. Like, you're getting this test, and you left, you got a stuffed animal, or you got some kind of toy, and you get a blood work done. You get an MRI, you get a stuffed animal, and you leave, you get a CAT scan, you get stickers. You have something there for everybody.
Right.
So that's what they.
They try to make it as family friendly as possible.
Yeah.
Time now for a thing we call Things We Learned Today. And although we didn't talk about it on the podcast, on our Boswell Media Stations, Kix 96 and Breezy 101, home of the Breakfast Show, which you can catch Breck Riley on weekday mornings from 6 until 9. Today, the chief of police in Kosciuszko implemented a new program, which I think is very, very smart, building community relations. They call it Coffee with a Cop.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. It was pretty crowded, too.
And
it was so loud, like I had to walk outside to talk. So.
Yeah. But it gives the people of the community an opportunity to meet with local law enforcement, get a free cup of coffee, and sit down and talk about some of the things that are happening in the neighborhood and things of that nature. The chief is a relatively young man. He's probably
40, 39, 40.
But this is something I'm hoping that will catch on in other locations.
Yeah, he said that, you know, they were going to do that, you know, maybe every 2 months, every 3 months, something, and change it up a little bit. He said he had a bunch of businesses already. We'll host it. You know, if you want to come here, we'll host it. So he said he's got the next two pretty much lined up where he's going to go.
Oh, that's nice.
And then he's got people that want to host it. And then if they can't host it, they want to sponsor it and pay for the coffee and stuff. Oh. Like there, Michelle Nicholson was there, and she's giving out a Keurig. She was a sponsor today, State Farm agent. She's giving out a Keurig, the door prize.
Oh, I think that's very, very cool.
Yeah.
We learned today that being free doesn't mean being free when it comes to the world of Twitter, as Nelson Mandela, a.k.a. Brother Breck, had his post I'm
reinstated.
Yes.
Yeah, because it was I got suspended for violating the copyright.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so they took me off of there and I sent a counter notice. They're like, okay, well, we filed your counter notice and sent it to the copyright holder. If they don't have a problem with it, then we don't have a problem with it, right?
Yeah.
So then they reinstated it, but I'm still suspended.
Makes no damn sense.
It'd be like, we sent your pardon to the governor, and he said, yeah, but you're not getting out of jail.
We're still going to execute you.
Yeah.
We learned today that there are different slang terms and different regional terms that people use specifically in those areas that people in other areas may not use. A big one for us was y'all. I think that's pretty much a given.
Fixin' to.
Do what? That was another one. In California, right on, it replaces almost everything that you could say with regards to receiving a gift. Someone doing something nice for you. People in Cali don't say thank you. It's right on.
Okay.
Hey, I picked this up for you. I was in the mall today, so I thought you'd like it. Oh, right on.
Right on.
What in the hell is the world coming to? We also learned today that the senior Lady Whippets soccer team will be in today. So looking forward to seeing them and Coach Cooper. They'll be on the B Team podcast tomorrow. We invite you to check in with us. Till tomorrow, say goodbye, Brother Breck.
Goodbye, Brother Breck.
You've been listening to the B Team podcast. Catch BMO and Breck weekday mornings on Mississippi's Superstar Country Kicks 96,
a Boswell Media station.
Listen live at kicks96news.com.
To become a sponsor, the viewers and guests on the show, or for more information, contact them at bteampodcastms@gmail.com.